Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Oh, she is a wonderful friend, a beautiful voice, beautiful lady, great store, great sponsor. They do advertise with me, and a wonderful announcer. Thank you, Mary Traveland from Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. Thank you for tuning us in right now. If you are listening to me, why don't you pick up the phone, give us a call, and Lee Riza is there to answer the phones for you. We have what I would consider to be the A-team. I'm on it, so maybe we score it down just a little, but we have some really great people available to you. Give us a call, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And we're here to talk about the plants at your place. Steve Huddleston from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden is with us this morning, and we'll go to him within 25 seconds. A quick reminder that we have still freezing weather ahead, so be very guarded in what you decide you're going to run out and plant, just because we have a little warm weather coming up this week. It's not terribly warm out there right now, so maybe you'll be willing to accept that fact. We are still about 10 days away from the average date of the final killing freeze in our area, which means that we probably on a 100-year average would have a 60 to 70% chance of at least one more killing freeze. So that just kind of helps establish the odds for you. Maybe that would help. All right, so that is enough to get us started. Time for pre-emergent weed killers. That is the critical message I wanted to deliver. Got off on the other stuff. If you want to prevent the germination of things such as crabgrass and grass burrs, you need to have a pre-emergent weed killer out and on the lawn, and it needs to go out within the next week or so, be watered lightly, and leave it in place. I'm not an advocate of weed and feed fertilizers. It's way too early to fertilize Bermuda and St. Augustine and Zoysia, way too early by a month, especially with the cold soils. But the pre-emergent, yep, this is the time for Halts or Dimension or Baylan or one of the others. All right, now it is our turn. Let's go to Steve Huddleston, Senior Horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, sponsored today by Scott's Fertilizers. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Really appreciate it. I mentioned to Lee Riza off air, this man is so faithful. I really appreciate your service to us here every week. Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Yeah. And you know what? I saw pictures of butterflies in the Dallas Morning News the other day. We're on that side of the Metroplex, and that's who will home deliver. And I said, I know where those butterflies are. I didn't recognize the butterflies. I knew they looked exotic to me. But I know where those are, and I was right. Tell us.
Well, you and many other people can find them in our conservatory. In fact, by the end of the exhibit, we will have released 12,000 live butterflies from North, Central, and South America, Africa, and Asia. The exhibit runs through it's currently running now, but through April 6th, and it is open daily, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., including Sundays. Visitors may purchase tickets in advance online through a link on the garden's website or on site in the garden center. All tickets are timed entrance tickets.
How do you release those? What condition are they in when they're released? Are they in chrysalises, or are they flying butterflies at that time, or what happens?
By the time we release them into the conservatory, they are fully emerged adult butterflies.
Gotcha.
And we usually have a release every afternoon at 2.
Oh.
We release at other times, but certainly at 2. In fact, people can even adopt a butterfly and watch that butterfly be released in a conservatory. So that's a nice feature of this year's exhibit.
Well, that's cool. All right. And it's timed release, folks, and timed admission. And so you need to buy your ticket and have your calendar there in front of you to make sure that you have that time available and that you mark it down right away. I doubt that you'll have very many people this week with spring break, you suppose?
Oh, boy.
I can imagine. I can imagine. All right. And the website to buy them is the Fort Worth Botanic Garden website, fwbg.org, correct?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Okay. So I've got 100 on my test after the first question.
You're doing very well.
That's right. Tell us about the pollination exhibit.
Well, right across the parking from us is the Botanical Research Institute of Texas, or BRIT. And in this facility, there is a wonderful pollination exhibit. In fact, we are partnering with BRIT to host this exhibit, the whole butterfly exhibit. But anyway, people can go over there and learn all about the life cycle of butterflies and about pollinators, and the importance of pollinators for our crops and so forth. So it's very interesting. And then while they're in the garden center with us, they can visit our gift shop. We have all sorts of butterfly-related merchandise and beautiful things in there. So it's just a wonderful experience from one end to the other.
I am amazed by your item three. I would not have guessed that. Tell us.
Well, I found one flower in the garden this past week that was not nipped by the recent low temperatures. In fact, well, it's Lenten Rose, the hellebore. I saw a beautiful collection or stand of them blooming. This is a perennial that has very handsome evergreen foliage. The plant gets about 15 inches tall and wide, and it blooms January through March in white, green, dusty pink, and even maroon. This is a plant.
I heard you.
Yes, I threw that in there for you.
I knew you did.
This is a plant that does well in partial shade in well-drained organic soil, and we love them.
I actually can go lots of different ways. I have 2.5 years invested in Texas A&M, plus a lifetime of growing up there and working for them. And then I have 2 degrees from Ohio State, and I attended Colorado State. So I can go green, too. So I'm just kind of a mess. That's great.
Yes, multicolored.
Yeah, you did your parents a favor, and you got in and got out and got busy.
So, yeah.
Anyway, all right. The hellebores have really caught on. Folks, you would grow these in the same kind of setting that you would use for hostas and ferns, and they will charm you. They need moisture, but they will charm you. Where are they, at the Botanic Garden again?
Well, we've got them in the perennial garden. We have, that's really the best place in the perennial garden at this point.
All right. Folks, I hope you'll get out and take a look at the hellebores and about 100 acres of other nice things that are just starting to pop out. Fort Worth Botanic Garden, how do they find you?
We're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. And we gave the website at fwbg.org and the 24-hour information telephone number.
That is 817-392-5510.
Steve Huddleston is the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. He also writes for my magazine each issue, and he also is a consultant in our home landscape school, and he also is my very good friend. And I appreciate you. Thank you,
Steve. Well,
thank you. Talk to you next Sunday. All right, and that report, as we mentioned, is sponsored by Scotts Holtz brand Crabgrass Preventer. This ongoing drought has weakened our lawns, and when lawns get weak, that makes it easier for water-hogging weeds to take over this spring. Fight back now before they ever get started with Scotts Holtz brand Crabgrass Preventer. Applied now, prevent crabgrass, grass burrs, and other spring and summer weeds from germinating. It's important that your water allocation be given to your lawn grass and not to the weeds. Holtz from Scotts prevents crabgrass and other weeds, but only if you apply it before the seeds start to sprout. It forms a barrier on top of the soil. The weed seeds can't get a start, but that's only true if you apply it before they start to germinate. This is a weed preventer. It does not control established weeds. Scotts Holtz brand Crabgrass Preventer can be applied alone, or you can apply it the same day as other lawn care products. Rain after you apply Holtz won't affect its performance, but you don't want to seed or sod for 4 growing months following the application, because Holtz is preventing growth of roots of grasses and weeds. One bag will treat up to 5,000 square feet. Pick up a bag at your local Lowe's. It's available at major retailers across Texas. Read and follow label directions, and for best results, you can get more information at Scotts.com. Scotts Holtz brand, Crabgrass Preventer.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Steve, very much. Have a meeting set up with him this week just to say hi. I haven't seen Steve for a couple months, and it's time. It's also time to give you the phone number so we can get some calls lined. This is going to be a hard morning lead to get calls. People are snoozing in because it's daylight saving time. Yikes! It's the early guys' biggest nightmare. Will they still remember me? 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Larry remembers. Larry in Dallas, how can I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Got a question about firebush. I've got a kind of a limited space. I can't let it get too big. Can I prune it without disastrous results for the blooms?
Maybe. Let me hear the dimensions. How small are you trying to keep this thing?
I'd like to keep it under 4 feet if I could.
Oh, that's not a problem. You're talking about firebush. Firebush is not
yes.
a shrub. You know, it's an annual.
Yes.
Okay. And is this a really moist area? reasonable.
It can be if I.
Well, but if you had a spot where water, it wasn't stagnant, but where water collected, you had a lot of moisture there and really good soil, the firebush might get beyond 4 feet. Have you had one there and it got taller than that?
No. Haven't had one before.
I can't imagine. I've never had one get that tall. Normally, if you give them good care and they're in average garden soil that is allowed to get just a little dry between waterings, they're going to get maybe 3 feet tall and 3 feet wide. And I've had very pretty ones in pots that never got more than 2 feet tall just because of the restriction of the pot. So
oh, wow.
I don't think you're going to have a problem.
That solves me.
The word bush is, in this case with fire bush, is very misleading because we think of some big shrub or we think of just a shrub, and it really isn't either. It's a herbaceous perennial or tender perennial, in fact. It'll die to the ground in South Texas and come back, and for us it's just too cold. It'll usually not come back.
You bet.
All right.
Thank you, Neil.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. All right, folks, it is your turn. Need some calls. And that phone number, once again, is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I know that folks are up and around and getting ready for church and doing all kinds of things. It's just kind of hard to do it at the same speed that we normally do for a few days after the time change. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I did something last night that I have never gotten to do before. I took an entire manuscript and 840 photographs, 344 pages on 4 DVDs to FedEx at DFW Airport. And at 7:20 p.m., I sent them on their way to San Antonio for the printing. My book is finished. It's out of my hands at this point other than the press checks. I'll be attending as many of those 44 press checks as I can. Folks, your time is running out. If you want that pre-print special before it goes on the presses, you don't have much more time. It goes on, if all things go well, it goes on next Monday morning, 8 days from now. And you must call today if you want to get this lowest price. I'll never have this price again because the book, granted it's 3 weeks later than it was supposed to be, and that is because it has 100 pages more than we promised you. I just decided I want to do this thing right. 840 photos instead of 400 that we were anticipating. This is the book I've always wanted to write. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's finished. It's going to be beautiful. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. And wait till you hear this price. Because I'm self-publishing, there is no distributor. It's not going to be in stores. I don't have to pay somebody to be the publisher and all that mess. It's just not worth it. If you're an author, consider self-publishing. It's just so much more fun. You don't sell as many books, but you enjoy it so much more. Okay, so that being the case, not going to be in stores, not going to be on Amazon. You have to get it either through my website or by calling my office, and it's going to be great. And the price, back to that price, $24.95. This book would have been $45 if it were in a bookstore somewhere and had gone through a regular publisher. $24.95, $7 postage and the box charge. The cost of the box, and I'll guarantee your satisfaction with the book. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It is 23 years younger than the last book I wrote, and that is my boot book, Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This one is 10 times better. Satisfaction guaranteed to every penny. Best deal of all, if you get a subscription, 1 year new or renewal to my magazine when you're buying the book, you can have the magazine at half price, but you have to buy it with the book to the same address. $36.90 total price for that offer, plus the $7 postage. But you must call before 11 today or order at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. We have a full staff of the best phone answerers we could possibly get. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11.
Change of seasons is always a blessing, except for your foundation. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. Spring rains can make the soil expand, sometimes with enough force to do serious damage to foundations. And then it gets dry and the foundation goes the other direction. It's always moving. The patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, owner to owner. Estimates are free, so give them a call. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Let's talk about sunburst shutters right now. Collins Jones was at our office just a couple of days ago. And folks, breaking news, we're getting sunburst shutters at our office. I am so excited. We've wanted to do this for several years, and Collins is just the great guy. You're going to love working with sunburst shutters. These are plantation-style shutters. They are made of polywood. Every window, every opening in your home that gets sunburst shutters will have them custom fit for that specific opening. Opening, singular. Openings vary a great deal, especially windows. You may buy all of one size window, but by the time it gets put in with tape and bedwork around it, it's not going to be the same measurement. It will fit perfectly when sunburst shutters comes out. I think it was 42 measurements per window, 42 different dimensions that are taken. We're going to get those at our magazine office. We're getting the 3.5-inch louver size. They're energy efficient because they are not wood. They won't crack or warp or split or peel. This is the best. This is a highlight in our life, in our front office, sunburst shutters, and in the side offices as well. We're going to be doing that very shortly. If you want to join the sunburst shutters team like we are and like we have been at our home 5 years ago, you need sunburst shutters. Sunburstshutters.com. They're available in San Antonio, Austin, Houston, and Waco. They're certainly available in North Texas where they're based. And call them. They'll come to you. 214-343-2601. If you prefer to see the showroom, they'll welcome you there. But it's better to let them bring samples to your home. 214-343-2601. Sunburstshutters.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
This is a message for Encore Electric Service Delivery. First of all, it's a message about know before you grow, because you're going out now to buy trees or tree, and you really need to think ahead of time as to how much room you really have. You think, well, there's a street out there, and there's my house, and you think about that. Do you ever look up? Do you ever look down and think what's beneath the ground? But most especially, do you look up to see if there are power lines close? If you have power lines overhead in your landscape, somewhere around your landscape, you need to be 50 feet away from those power lines if you're going to grow any of the large trees like the oaks and cedar elms and pecans. Oh, pecans for certain. All right, so that's one thing, is know before you grow. And then if you get ready to start digging and you're wondering, I'm going to be planting a great big tree right here, wonder if there are utility lines, call 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging, and they will locate those utilities for you. If you are working in your trees and if there are power lines anywhere near them, be very, very careful. It's always a better idea to hire a certified arborist. And if you have any questions about any of this, call Encore, 888-313-6862, Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com. Let's go back to the phone lines. We go to Virginia in Fort Worth, Virginia. This is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning. My question is about wild onions, and I have a little tiny patch in the middle of my St. Augustine, of course, which is dormant right now. Mm-hmm. So can I treat them right now?
Yeah, you can treat them anytime this spring, even after the St. Augustine offers to green up a little bit.
Okay.
You need to use a broadleafed weed killer. I would use one of, in this specific case, because wild onions are pretty tenacious, I would use, how large is this patch that you have?
Oh, about 2 foot. It's not very large.
I would buy one of the pre-mixed spritzer bottles, the trigger bottles that you can get. or some other pre-mixed smaller amount. You don't need to be buying a concentrated amount. And I would very carefully spray when there's no rain forecast for 48 hours. I would very carefully spray when there's no wind, and I would carefully spray so that you have a good, fine coverage of the leaves. And after you spray just for 10 seconds, watch it, and if it all seems to be beating up and rolling off, if there's any way to open that container and put just a tiny droplet, not even a full drop, of liquid dishwashing detergent, and okay. then shake it, that will hold it. The surface on wild onions is kind of waxy, and that will hold it on the surface of the leaves better. Don't do that unless you see it beat up and roll off very prominently. Let's see, the other thing I want to tell you, you do not want to mow for several days before you do this. The more growth you have on the wild onions, the better the control will be.
Okay. I had wondered, how in the world did they get started just out of the clear blue?
Yeah, seeds came in from somewhere. That happens.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yep, yep. Well, you were the blessed person, Virginia.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, don't try to eat them.
Have a good day.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank
Bob,
you.
Yeah, Bob in Wichita Falls. This is Neil. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I'm not sure exactly the proper name of them. It's the little burrs that come in the yard, little spiky things. How? What can I do to get rid of them? I have two long-haired dogs, and they come in with them every day, and we're trying to trying to get them out of the yard. And my yard's not real grassy. It's more weedy up here right now with the drought. So.
Yeah, I understand. So these are happening right now?
They're the dead ones, but I want to try to.
Are you talking about grass burrs, sticker burrs?
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect. That was what I was addressing when I opened the program when we were talking, and I realized not everybody listens with their ear stuck to the radio for every moment of my program. You need to use a pre-emergent weed killer, Halts or Dimension, one of those products. Those will be granules. Your timing in Wichita County will be any time between now and 2 weeks from now. It's pretty cool right now, so even a week from now to 10 days after that, let me give you dates for crying out loud. Sometime between 10th and 20th of March, let's do it that way, in Wichita Falls, people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area need to be putting pre-emergence out now because it's been a little bit warmer here, always is, until summer, then you win. The pre-emergent weed killer granules stop the germination of those seeds. Those are the seeds for next year, for this current growing season. And you have to put a layer out, Bob, to keep them from germinating. Once they start to sprout, it's too late. Once they are rooted and growing, you've blown it for another year entirely. And so you need to put them out between 10th and 20th of March, and then you repeat that between 10th and 20th of June, 90 days later. And that'll get rid of the spring and summer weeds. And then there's a third application for wintertime weeds that you put out in the first week of September.
Okay, and I can mix that with the granules. Like we have ticks up in here, too. I can mix that with the granules for the ticks, too, and do it all at the same time?
Absolutely not. You must never try to mix granules. Have you ever tried to mix BBs and basketballs?
Okay.
That could happen to you, and you could have all of your pre-emergent weed killer over there and all of the tick control over there, and boy, you'd have great control of half of your yard in each case. Yeah, you need to put them out. You can do it one after the other. That'll work.
Okay.
However, you may be a couple weeks early on the ticks. I'd put the pre-emergent out and then wait a couple weeks, put the tick control out.
Oh, okay, great.
All right.
I appreciate it.
I'm glad you called. Good luck. Get some rain up there, man. You need it. I know you do. Good luck.
Yes, we do.
I know. All right. Take care. All right. That opens the line. Thank you all for calling. Thanks for being up early this morning. I really am grateful for that. Again, the number, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. If you're trying to call my magazine office, book order, that number is 800-752-GROW. Business is so brisk there that people are calling other places to find out the number, 800-752-4769. Well, you need to get into a Half Price Books. I'm going to retell a story I told last week for Half Price Books because it bears repeating. We took our granddaughter, Audrey, who had turned 10 out to dinner a week and a half ago, and we had a wonderful dinner at an Italian restaurant, and asked what she would like to do. She wanted to go to a bookstore, and where we live in McKinney, the close bookstore is also the best bookstore. It's Half Price Books, and she was just thrilled when we said we'd take her there. She looked at books that she could read to her sisters. She looked at books that she could read to the special needs children in her grade at school. I'm learning a lot about this 10-year-old granddaughter of ours that make me just burst buttons. She is such a sweetheart. But anyway, Half Price Books has everything out of any kind of type of book. They're everybody's favorite bookstore for finding all kinds of treasures. They have Half Price Books, of course, and that includes new books, newly released bestsellers, now available at Half Price locations. And that's at all of their locations. When you sign up for the Half Price Books email list, you can be an insider. Half Price Books will let you know about extra savings, special events, and book signings happening right near you. Sign up at hpb.com, Half Price Books, hpb.com, or in your favorite Half Price Bookstore. And don't forget to bring in your new or gently used books to donate to the Half Pint Library program. Half Price Books will match your donation, give the books to nonprofits or teachers in need. Sign up for the Half Price Books email list at hpb.com and visit today one of their 19 Dallas-Fort Worth locations. And they are great. I've been shopping there since early 1970s. hpb.com, Half Price Books.
Hear it as it happens. The news and talk of Texas. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
I am so pleased, so absolutely honored and pleased and tickled to have Callaway's Nursery as an advertiser this year. And I hope you'll get into Callaway's. And you know, I ask all the time, I don't ask all the time, I ask occasionally, please tell my advertisers that you listen. They wonder, how did our customers come in here? And how did they hear about us? Where was that money well spent? Let Callaway's know, won't you? It won't hurt. Ask for the manager or the assistant manager. Just say, hey, I heard Neil talking about you guys. He said that you have Texas certified and master certified nursery professionals at every one of your 17 nurseries, and that you have beautiful color, and that you're great people, and that he's known your people since the day the stores opened. And all of that's true. Delight in the beauty of spring at Callaway's Nursery. The greenhouses are bursting with color and delicious edibles as well. They have a whole batch of wonderful vegetables under the, I practiced this last night, Chef Jeff vegetable line. Turn your patio or backyard into a gourmet kitchen garden. There's nothing like juicy, fresh, homegrown tomatoes. This week at Callaway's Nurseries, choose from more than 80 Chef Jeff edibles, tomatoes, peppers, strawberries, many more. It just tastes better when you grow your own. Callaway's has a wonderful selection of herbs. Herbs so simple to grow and add some zinc to your food. They have basil, mint, parsley, and more than 20 other varieties of herbs. Depend on Callaway's to offer only the very best for your home and garden. Plant in confidence, as Callaway's offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee on everything they sell, 9 to 6 every day. And that's Callaway's.com, Callaway's, Callaway's.com. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, and it's my buddy back again. It's Jerry Overton.
Hey, good morning to you, Neil. Yeah. Good to be back. We are at 8:34 now at the Breitling Energy News Desk. A Malaysian airliner tragedy reaches North Texas. We'll have that coming up after your first weather and traffic. Our weather and touch forecast, partly sunny and milder today with a high of 59. Winds out of the north up to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool with a low of 43. And then sunny and very nice tomorrow. 75 for the high, even warmer on Tuesday. Look for the high to be around 80. It's cloudy, 40 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the classicchevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. No accidents to report right now. Only issue construction on the Dallas North Tollway. You've got the off-ramp to Spring Valley Road blocked on the northbound side. And that's going to be picked up in about 25 or 30 minutes or so. So it should be gone from your driving pattern here very soon. Well, after recent credit card breaches that targeted other retailers, Visa and MasterCard forming a group to help the retail and banking industries come together on more secure credit card payments. The two firms which run the payment network say the groups will include banks, retailers, the makers of credit card readers, and others interested in credit card security. The search widening for that missing Malaysia jet. The Malaysian Transport and Defense Minister says the government is investigating at least four people now on the flight.
All the four names are with me. I've been indicated to our intelligence agencies, and I've also spoken to the international intelligence agencies to assist us.
They also said they want to look at the entire list of passengers. Malaysian authorities say there's a possibility the plane may have turned around, and one of the victims, 50-year-old Philip Wood of Keller. Japan seeing a spate of anti-nuclear protests in just a couple of days, short of the third anniversary of that Fukushima nuclear disaster. In Tokyo, thousands rallied in a park yesterday, marching to Parliament, demanding an end to nuclear power. Again, our high today, 59 degrees. It's 40 degrees at the Breitling Energy News Desk. I'm Jerry Overton. We're right back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey. For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com. Shades of Green is the place to visit to help cure your spring fever. And on Saturday, March 15th, join Shades of Green for their open house. There'll be free informative events beginning at 10 a.m. with presentation topics covering rose rosetta disease, the best perennials for Texas, and more. Bring the whole family. Shades of Green is the place to visit and trust for top quality plants, from cool season annual color to their always outstanding selection of trees. For more information, go to shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com. Shades of Green. For the right plant, right place.
All right, shadesofgreeninc.com and that big event, their spring grand opening. After 30 years, they still celebrate spring. We all do. And that'll be next Saturday. So be sure to be there. Shades of Green. They're 2 miles north of Highway 121 on Coit in Frisco. I want to do my SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week right now, sponsored by Advanced Foundation Repair. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Penny. Penny is a beautiful, sweet girl. She can't wait to find her forever family. She had a family, had a person, and that person is in very ill health and sacrificed Penny to the SPCA and asked them, please find her a good home. She's a great girl. Because that person is single and I don't know age, but perhaps up in years, it would be better to have a home without children for Penny, and best if folks with other dogs bring them in to meet Penny, just to make sure everybody gets along before they go home forever. That's always a good plan. It's a good plan for marriages as well, you know? But this is Penny, the 6-year-old, 7-year-old, beautiful beagle mix, and she looks beagle when you see Penny. Penny is already house trained. She loves to go on walks. She is your buddy. What you're waiting for is Penny. Come meet this sweet girl today. Penny is at the SPCA shelter in McKinney at 8411 Stacy Road. She's been spayed. She has all of her age-appropriate vaccines. That's 8411 Stacy, just east of Custer Road. They're open noon until 6, 7 days a week. And if you don't adopt Penny, perhaps there's another dog there, larger, smaller, browner, whiter, whatever, that meets your need. They have some beautiful black labs, for example. I'm sure they do because they always do. That's where we've gotten our black labs. Regular hours, noon to 6, 7 days a week. Same goes for the Adala shelter at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. Noon to 6, 7 days a week. You know what? I'm encouraging you to adopt a pet, and as I say these words, I am wearing a sweatshirt that I had made for myself, and it says simply, this is what an adopted person looks like. So there, I want you to go adopt a dog and tell Neil sent you in. That's the SPCA of Texas. To see all their dogs, spca.org/findapet. I'm adopted, and I was really a lucky guy. Let me tell you about Advanced, and you'll see it in the first 6 or 8 pages of my book. Another reason to self-publish is you get to put what you want in there, and I can talk about my life and how blessed it has been by my parents. Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry, the best it gets, and they have saved so many houses in North Texas. You know, when a foundation starts to crack and crumble, if you don't take action, it will get worse and worse and worse. You have one crack, and then that one crack swells and pushes and causes three more cracks, and those cracks, well, you've seen concrete deteriorate with time. You've seen bricks do the same thing. You can put an end to all that and just freeze it in place and make your house whole once again by hiring the folks at Advanced Foundation Repair to fix those sticking doors and the cracking foundation, then fix all of that once and for all. Their home inspection is absolutely free. It takes about an hour and a half. It's very thorough. They show you exactly what the problem is. They describe exactly what they're going to do. They give you a precise bid price, and they hold to that price. And it's amazing. It's, by the way, a very affordable price. And then their work is guaranteed for the lifetime of the building. They are the best it gets. I've told you that for 20 years now. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. On the web, foundationrepairs.com. Estimates are free. Work is guaranteed. Life of the building. How better can it be? I can't think of a thing you could improve. 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, and we're going to try to get several calls in this segment. It's our longest segment. We start with Mary in Dallas. Mary, this is Neil. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
How may I help you?
Yes, sir. A neighbor of mine moved, and she needed to get rid of her very, very large ficus. And it's in a 22-24-inch pot, and it had been outside. We brought it over to my house and put it in a very light entryway, not like outside, but very light, I thought. But now, and I've covered it and tried to keep it warm and so forth, and I don't know that she had, when the first freeze had started, I don't know if she had done that. Now the leaves are turning brown. I know ficus don't like to be moved around, but if there's something else I need to know about the ficus to keep it, maybe get it back where it was before.
Was it exposed to freezing weather at all?
I would imagine.
They cannot take freezing weather. They die at 32 degrees.
Aha, okay. All right, well, she had it out in her yard, so I presume that it was...
If it was in a pot, I'm almost would guarantee you that she had to bring it in. I've grown ficus all my life, and they cannot stand freezing weather. I had a freeze in my greenhouse. Both of the heaters malfunctioned on two different reasons on the same night, and I lost probably $10,000 worth of plants 2 weeks ago, and ficus was one of them. They cannot handle even 32 degrees. My Haworthias came through. Sansevierias, not so much. The ficus, as Croton's lost all their leaves. I don't know if they're alive or not, but the fact is that they will not stand any freezing weather. Now, having said that, a large ficus, the largest one I've ever seen and stood under, it was 7 acres in size in Lahaina, Hawaii, on Oahu. And so they are, when you see one that's 20 feet tall, that's a sapling. So I don't want to scare you, but you may want to move to the Pentagon.
This was about to be eight or nine feet tall.
Yeah, I have one that I've had for several years, and I finally got rid of it last year because it was just I didn't enjoy it anymore. It was 15 feet tall. It was hard. It was cumbersome. I thought, you know, I'd rather just start a new one and have a nice small one and just recycle by starting over every once in a while. No, nobody expects us to grow these things for 75 years. So you may have that opportunity, but if it's frozen, it's gone. I can't get any farther without seeing the plant, but you'll know within a week.
All right. Thank
All right. Good luck,
you.
Mary. Thanks for the call. Jerry in Nakona, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Is there any kind of pre-emergence you can put in the garden?
Not really, because most of the plants that you're going to put in a garden, or a lot of them anyway, are seeded, and that would stop them from germinating. So, no, I don't think you should do that.
basically the only seeds I put out is okra and maybe squash. Rest would be plants.
Okay. I'm not comfortable in recommending them. I'm not sure that they have label clearance for use in vegetables, mainly because nobody's going to want to, not many people will want to try them. I think there's a better way around it, and that's to work your soil up as best you can. Now, if you're talking about okra, you're probably talking about a pretty good-sized patch, so what I'm talking about here may be kind of a joke, but in a small urban garden where people are raising beans and herbs and small plants, it's practical to really almost replace the soil with like a potting soil, and then it makes it very easy to get the weeds out. When you're dealing with clay soils or even red sandy soils, in a big patch, you don't do it quite the same way. Have you tried, you might try the roll type mulches that go between the rows. Those put down for a month until the okra was up and growing actively would choke out the weeds that tried to germinate, except the weeds that came up right in the row with the okra. They wouldn't help with that at all. But that might be a practical solution. I don't know, but I'm not. There just isn't a pre-emergent that I would dare recommend to you in an okra patch.
Okay, so you're talking about a row of a mulch?
No, it's they're in rolls, R-O-L-L-S.
Okay.
It sounds like a row. And you buy them at the hardware store or the nursery, and it rolls out kind of like you might have done with black plastic 100 years ago. It's just better. It's just better because water and air can get through it. That's why black plastic isn't any good. But you roll this out, and then if it hadn't been out there too long, you probably could roll it up, be pretty dirty, but you could roll it back up again and use it again another year. I'm just trying to break that cycle.
Okay.
And then mulching with tree leaves and with pine bark mulch or something will not only conserve moisture, but it also will inhibit a lot of weed growth as well. So those two things are what I would recommend in a vegetable garden.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jerry, for calling. Appreciate that. All right, we have Matt in Waxahachie in just a moment. Bob is somewhere in North Texas, and his GPS is out on him, and so he's just out there somewhere in North Texas. We'll get to Bob. We'll get to Matt first. And so, guys, stay with me if you will. Folks, please call my magazine between now and 11, please, because if you do, you can save the maximum on my new book. It is $24.95. That is the pre-print price, and I have finished all of my work on the book except the press checks. We chose the end paper, the blank sheets that go inside front cover, inside back cover. We chose those yesterday and corrected a couple of small things that we saw and turned it in. I took it to FedEx at DFW at 7:20 last night. It's on its way to San Antonio to the printer, and the press checks will start a week from tomorrow. And I am so excited. I think you're going to find it to be the new go-to book for gardening in the Lone Star State. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This is not in any way a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening that I wrote 23 years ago. You'll find this to have 10 times more information, better organized, about three times as many photographs. I don't remember how many are in the old book, but this has so much more user-friendly material. Charts, probably 100 pages of charts and lists and things to help you find the best. I'm just going to give you an example. 14-inch purple flowering, summer flowering, annual to use in the flower bed. I mean, that's specific. You go into this one and you can just hone right in. It's like a search engine at your fingertips. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, $24.95. Now, the book is 3 weeks late in getting printed. I'm sorry for that. I apologize. But it's 100 pages longer. It's a third longer than it was going to be. And because of that, it just took me an extra amount of time. It would have been early otherwise because I was making great progress. And I decided, you know, I want to include this, want to include that, and we did. It's the book I've always wanted to write, and here it is, $24.95. The price will never come anywhere near $24.95 again. You can save even more by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price there would be $36.90, which means that you're getting the magazine at half price when you get the book at the lowest price it will ever have. Shipping and handling for either $5 offer is $7. These are not going to be in stores. I'm self-publishing my book, so the way you buy it is through my office or my website. I'll give you the website right now. It's neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com. And the phone number to call between now and 11 is 800-752-GROW. You snooze, you lose. You lose a lot of money. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have become a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display garden located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
They are the best. I've known Bill Jensen for more than 43 years. My friend founded Norway Irrigation in 1983. Norway has served all of the Dallas-Fort Worth area and the surrounding counties faithfully ever since with the finest in sprinkler irrigation installation, equipment, and service. Norway Irrigation is the name to remember. Are they the biggest? Do they have the most trucks? Probably not. And the reason for that is Bill and I share something, and that is that we want to stay small and control the quality of what we turn out to the best of our ability. And he has certainly done that with Norway Irrigation. They feature WeatherMatic equipment, including the SmartLine controllers that can save you 30 to 40% of your water bill. How good does that sound in this year? Sounds pretty good to me. That's Norway Irrigation. Whatever your sprinkler irrigation needs, they can help you with them. They also have the finest in troubleshooting and service of existing sprinkler systems, even if they didn't install them. Their teams are just great. They do all of my sprinkler irrigation work, and I recommend that they do all of yours as well. That's Norway Irrigation. They are specified by the finest landscape contractors around, and they are specified by Neil, and they are recommended most highly to you, Norway Irrigation, for quality service and affordability. 972-446-3292, NorwayIrrigation.com, 972-446-3292.
You're listening to WBAP. Congratulations. That means you know what's really going on. The news and talk of Texas. News Talk 820 AM, WBAP.
North Haven Gardens is at the same location they've occupied since 1951. Not sure what you were doing back in 51, but they were building a nursery, a legacy nursery for the southern United States, one of the finest you'll ever find. At 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway, they're open 7 days a week. I was out there just a week ago, and it's glorious. Did you know that North Haven Gardens has a raised vegetable bed installation service? They do the heavy lifting for you. They can deliver and install their 3x6 or 4x8 redwood raised bed kits with soil. On Saturday, March 15, from 1 to 2, oh, this is a special opportunity. Next Saturday, from 1 until 2, Chris Weisinger, the very personable bulb hunter, will be at North Haven Gardens to discuss bulbs that thrive in warm climates. One of the hero graduates of Texas A&M University, a fine young man who has really gotten into the bulbs and has done a wonderful job, many of which are rare heirloom or both. He founded the Southern Bulb Company to share his finds with the world. North Haven Gardens has numerous items in stock from the Southern Bulb Company. Join Chris as he shares his adventures with us and signs his book, The Bulb Hunter. North Haven Gardens has Mason Bees for purchase, along with an Orcon Plan B Mason Bee House. You'll receive $5 off each cocoon of six Mason Bees. That's worth $17.99 each. North Haven Gardens has slow chill cherry trees. I haven't tried these, don't know these, but Mini Royal, M-I-N-N-I-E, and a Royal Lee are available to you. They're perfect pollinators for one another. Enjoy a $10 savings per tree when you purchase them together. And let me know how they work out. North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central. Open 7 days a week, 214-363-5316, nhg.com. Matt in Waxahachie, how can I help you this morning? Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I was wanting to know the best way to try to control an out-of-control chigger problem.
There are insecticides that are labeled for them, Matt, and there are many. In fact, the general-purpose insecticides, I don't use those. I have no aversion to them. If I had a small backyard and just wanted to spray to do as much as I could, I would do that. When I go out into my yard, between May 15 and July 15 are usually the times that they're active in our area. And right. If you wanted to broaden that, May 1st to 1st of August, those 3 months, I just use off. I'm very careful to put off on my cuffs, on my legs, on my socks, and even on the outside of my shoes. And I may get one or two chiggers a year. It really does work. If I'm going to be working on my hands and knees, then I spray a little more generously, and I also will spray my arms. But that really does work. Otherwise, if you're going to use one of the whole area sprays, just be sure you spray tree trunks and fences and things where they hide and hang out.
Okay, great.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. You bet. Let me go to Bob in North Texas. I think I can get him before we run out of time. Bob, this is Neil. I have about a minute before we have to go for news.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for taking my call. We have about a 10-acre front yard that is covered with native grass and coastal. It has a lot of mature post oaks, and we are infested with greenbrier. I wonder if you have any suggestions about how I could kill the greenbrier.
When we moved into, let me be really quick and at the risk of sounding rude because I'm going to run out of time. We had 11 acres that were chest deep in briars when we bought our property in 1970. I hired my neighbor, who is still our neighbor across the street, to come in with his brush hog and mow everything. And Bob, I don't think more than 1% of those briars came back. Those that came back, I bypassed spraying. Sprays will not work on them because there's not enough leaf area. There are great big roots, either a tuber or very thick fibrous roots down in the soil, and you have to dig the roots out. It takes about 20 seconds per plant that comes back, but mowing, shredding is the best thing you can do. If you have more, we'll put you back on hold, but I'll bet that'll get you started. I have it on my website as well. Folks, we'll be back.